48 degrees. KSL's top story. An apartment building fire in Kearns has led to a complete building evacuation and has left a number of residents unable to return home. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is joining us live from the scene. Eric.
Jeff, it was just a block from Kearns High School and the Olympic Oval at Carrington Square Apartments, where residents who were home around 12:30 were surprised by emergency responders pounding on their doors to evacuate the building, which is currently undergoing exterior renovation. As I arrived and met with residents, some even shoeless, being caught off guard, neighbors were lending a helping hand by opening their cars to those without a place to sit and wait for the fire to be put out, which Taylorsville Unified Fire did in about 30 minutes. Property manager Tyler Roundtree told me it was members of the roofing company they subcontracted out that discovered the fire.
The roofing company, from what I understand, is actually the ones that noticed when they got up there that the roof was really hot. And when they lifted a board, they noticed the smoke came out, so immediately notified emergency services.
Roundtree said they're working with the four units that can't return home tonight. And Red Cross Utah is also stepping up to make sure those residents and their families will have a place to stay until they get the green light to go home. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the fire, which they say will take a few days. But Kelly Bird with the fire department said they suspect it might be construction related. Reporting from Kearns, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The family of a woman who died riding an e-scooter in downtown Salt Lake is calling on city officials to repair the sidewalks. 33-year-old Ashley Rose Peck was riding with friends when she hit a buckled stretch of sidewalk and hit her head. Her cousin, Emilio Gonzalez, tells KSL-TV, sidewalks downtown need to be fixed so this type of accident doesn't happen again. The Salt Lake City Mayor's Office tells KSL they're reviewing the accident. Significant artifacts are now on display in Salt Lake City after the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints bought them from the Community of Christ. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe got a look at these historic items this morning.
The museum has several items filling an entire room, including letters between Joseph and Emma Smith, their original portraits, and the original door at Liberty Jail. The curator says it's all about preserving these items while still letting people come see them and learn about the history.
The display will continue through October. KSL News Time 403, another abortion bill is before the nation's highest court. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the U.S. Supreme Court will be considering whether states can ban the abortion pill mifepristone. It's the first abortion case before the Supreme Court since it overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Veronica Faison is a nonprofit gender justice lawyer in Washington, D.C.
It makes me deeply fearful. I think that pill access, self-managing your abortion is something that everyone should be entitled to.
The drug may face restrictions on being mailed to patients nationwide if the justices roll back access. The White House says it's disappointed with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to cancel an Israeli delegation's visit to Washington. Netanyahu canceled the meeting after the U.S. refused to block a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Advisor John Kirby says the administration is perplexed by Netanyahu's claim that the U.S. has changed its position.
We've been very clear, we've been very consistent in our support for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal.
This week's meeting was to focus on Israel's plans for a ground assault in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are taking refuge in war-torn Gaza. Haiti remains mired in turmoil. Gangs are still roaming the streets, and gunfire is heard, especially in the capital of Port-au-Prince. The international airport also remains closed, but today some Haitians managed to fly out from a regional Haitian airport and fly to safety in Miami.
It's very, very, very bad. Very scary.
A transitional presidential council that is supposed to choose a new leader has yet to be sworn in. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleas, KSL News Radio.
Tax day is quickly approaching. The CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, Susan Spears, says no matter how much money you make, there may be deductions you're forgetting to take.
To your point, we just think, I don't make a lot of money. I don't have enough to itemize. And we just default standard deduction, but we forget about some of these little things.
She says including small deductions like student loan interest and self-employment health care will start to add up. Utah State's head basketball coach is leaving the Aggies. He's taking a head coaching job with the Washington Huskies. Here's KSL-TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth.
He did something that no other coach in college basketball has done before. He came to Utah State with only three players remaining from the previous team's roster. He brought in 13 new faces, basically all these guys who'd never played before, and they go on to win 28 games. They go on to win the regular season Mountain West title, and they win a game at the NCAA tournament, and that had the attention of all the other coaches in the country, all the other athletic departments in the country, and suddenly he quickly rose to the top of everyone's want list.
Sam says that at Washington, Dan Sprinkle will make $3-4 million a year. KSL News Time 406, first look traffic. What you got, Ricky?
We've got some problems out there. We have a crash at the Point of the Mountains, southbound I-15. And then we have a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up about this crash in Murray. 4500 South at State Street, you will see some lanes blocked and you will see backups in most directions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute is on the way next. Stay right here.
Do you know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of